Hey, this is Lacey with SmartCast at Smart Skin Med Spa, and I'm joined here today with two of our newest estheticians, Amber and Mackenzie. Thank you both for coming over here today. I just kind of snagged you away from the clients over there.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
So we've been getting a lot of really great feedback from our clients in regards to all of the new staff. So we're definitely so excited to have all of you with us. You all are doing such a fantastic job with your education, learning all of the different treatment modalities, all of the skincare lines that we have. So I'd love to talk to you a little bit today about the training that you all have received, as well as some differences that you've seen in your own skin since you've been here at Smart Skin.
The training has been absolutely phenomenal. All the information we've been handed has been very informative. I've learned so much from the moment I walked in up until today. So I'm very pleased with Smart Skin's training and everything they have been given us to offer us.
So Mackenzie, you've been an esthetician for how long now?
I think 7 years. Graduated from Aveda in 2016. So 7 years.
And so you're working as an independent esthetician for all of that time?
Yes. Right after Aveda, I went straight solo. I did a lot of eyelash extensions, lash lifts, waxing, more European-style facials. So joining Smart Skin to have all this great technology has been fantastic.
So what has it been like, the difference between like a standard European-style facial service and a technology-based service?
So technology, for one, great results. You're not with the client for an hour and 30 minutes. You're able to really dive deep and help that client with their skin concerns and their needs. Having the machines and the technology is way better to me than just using just your hands.
Yeah, so you feel like you've gone basically from a feel-good facial to an effective, results-driven treatment protocol.
And I still do incorporate, at the very end, if I have time, a quick little facial massage when I'm applying moisturizer and their SPF. But yeah, pretty quick and the great results.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so great to be able to marry both of those worlds together.
Right.
Because they're able to get a very relaxing experience, but also get an efficacious result.
100%.
All in a quick 30-minute treatment, so that way they can come in during their lunch break and they're not doing anything that's going to take forever.
Right.
But they're still going to get those great results, and it still feels really, really nice.
Yes.
Amber, you recently graduated from one of our favorite aesthetic schools here in Birmingham.
Body Logic.
So also I'd love for you to tell your story about like what made you even interested in skincare, because we have a fun little backstory. So tell that story real quick.
Yeah, so I was looking for a career change. I had kind of been in different, you know, corporate jobs in healthcare and laboratory, and I was looking for a change. So I kind of already was thinking about what I wanted to do and had the idea, you know, that skincare was, you know, the direction that I wanted to take. But then you just so happened to meet my husband, and was actually a client or a customer of his, and I was lucky enough to get a gift, you know, certificate to come get one of the famous Diamond Glow facials here at Smart Skin. And I came in and I saw the facility. I was lucky enough to get Jennifer as my esthetician, and
your registered nurse,
yes,
who also practices aesthetics.
Yes, we all love Jennifer.
And
just the experience that I had, of course I took time to look at the service menu and everything, and it really opened my eyes, honestly, to what I could do as an esthetician. And that it wasn't just the, you know, European facials and everything, which I love, you know, that they definitely have a place, you know, in the industry, but visiting Smart Skin really did kind of inspire me in a lot of ways to go in this direction. And so about a year or so later, I got into school and finished that out. I went to Woodhouse Day Spa for a little bit, but you know, I was cruising the Instagram and keeping an eye out on what y'all were doing, and you know, was blessed enough to you know, see that there was an opening, and I've been really, really happy.
Yeah. Being able so to be here. Once I saw that you were in school, like I kind of like handpicked you, like even from then, in the first round of hiring, you were not available full time. You only had part time availability because you were still in school. And so you were sweet enough to send Taylor our way. And she has been an incredible add-on to our Smart Skin team here. But then whenever we were hiring again, I reached out to you to let you know that we were hiring, if you were interested. And so I basically knew from the beginning that as soon as you were in school that I wanted you to work at Smart Skin. So I was really excited to see that whenever I gave Kramer, your husband, that gift certificate to give you, that it would end up with you working with us full time.
I know. Like, I can't believe it.
I know.
I think I looked on, like, because, you know, I love that we get text notifications. We can actually, you know, talk to our clients and everything through text. And so I got a notification the other day, and it showed me that first one that I ever got for that Diamond Glow. And it was, like, 2021. And so it's just amazing to kind of see, like, yeah, where that took me. And, you know, connected us and everything.
Well, when I first met Taylor, she was shocked to know that we had actually never met in person.
Yeah, that was the funny part. It's like we knew each other for years, but we didn't even meet until like my first interview
here.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a full circle moment. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you worked at a local day spa before you came here when we were hiring on another round of estheticians. What's your experience been like working at a traditional day spa versus a medical spa?
So number one, results. You know, there is a lot that you can do to help people, you know, at a day spa. It is more relaxation focused and everything, but my biggest you know, area that I wanted to focus on was helping my clients get the results that they want. Whether that be to maintain their skin, maybe that they're at, you know, a good point, or maybe that there's a concern that they have with acne, pigmentation, of course, aging, that we're all concerned with. So for me, it was just being able to, you know, switch over to, and be able to focus more on, you know, results-based procedures, results, more results-based, you know, products, the medical grade products, I think really, really help our clients, you know, achieve those results a lot faster.
So one of the questions that we get asked a lot, especially from clients that have been with us for a really long time, as they see us expanding our staff, they assume that you guys don't know what everybody else knows.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about your confidence level going into when you're able to actually put your hands on clients, like the amount of training that you all had to go through before you were able to actually even get signed off on to see patients yourselves without another esthetician with you.
So we went through pretty extensive training, which was definitely needed. So now we know different settings for each Fitzpatrick, skin tone, texture. We've done multiple different trainings for AviClear, Fiora, IPL, Laser Genesis. So we're very lucky to be able to have that training for
and also
ourselves.
Just the resources as well.
The reps are great. They're always a phone call away.
But even having like the training center here, I know you're very well connected and constantly in contact with our representatives, you know, anytime there's changes or new products or, you know, just even, you know, continued education, just because even you might have learned something, we like to revisit and just make sure that we all, you know, we remember all the benefits and all the different ways that you can use the technology. But, you know, also already having the established, you know, team that that's already here
right.
has been really beneficial. Again, you know, to one of some of those more senior, you know, estheticians and everything, you know, each one of them trained us. None of us could do services until we had performed them, had been signed off on them. But yeah, mainly just having all the resources as well and continued education really helps at least my confidence in
right.
what I'm
and
doing.
Also, like having other estheticians beside you and another esthetician brain to kind of pick on
yeah.
is super, super helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that's one of the best benefits of having a larger staff mm-hmm. is that you guys have each other to lean on.
Right.
And that way you just have so much more knowledge to bounce off of each other. And even you guys being newer in this industry, I mean, not you so much, McKenzie, because you've been doing this for a long time, but some of the girls that just recently graduated, all of that information is fresh on your brains. And you guys are even, you know, kind of reminding some of our older staff some things that they haven't even looked at for a long time.
Right. Or so new information that comes
yeah,
down
or new information that's come to light because this
it's
is
always
changing. It's always evolving. Mm-hmm. It's always growing. So one of the things that we really want to do with you guys is empower you to feel confident before you go and see a client. We want to make sure that you've seen it, you've heard it, you understand it. Everything that you're going into the room to talk to a client about, you feel completely confident in that mm-hmm. information before you go in there.
Absolutely.
We never want to just kind of like throw you to the wolves and sink or swim.
Yeah,
like we
absolutely.
Want you, we have the ability at this point in our career that we can make sure that you have all of the resources and everything that you need to completely feel comfortable in services before you're having to do those treatments. Something really fun that we're doing right now, and I was just telling our Elastin rep who's just on our podcast talking about the launch of the new vitamin C that they just brought out to market, is every year we do a competition where we pair you guys up with someone else at the office. And you call the office or you text the office and you schedule an appointment with each other and you treat each other like a real client and you make a recommendation of the service. You recommend a product and a deluxe service that you want them to do and you actually do the treatment on them.
That's
and then whoever does the best job will actually win the product that was recommended to them. And this has always been such a fun activity because it helps you guys see and feel and understand what it's like to be the client.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
so that way you guys can help each other in any areas that you need, because sometimes you do this every single day and you forget the little details. And so these are fun activities that we do to help you guys, you know, sharpen your skills and be aware of what it feels like and make any tweaks that need to be tweaked. So if something just doesn't feel like it should, we can say, hey, this needs to be elevated a little bit. So I think that this is
I'm super excited about doing that.
Yeah. And I love to see how other people do things too.
Sure.
Because
mm-hmm.
I can kind of put that in my toolbox and kind mm-hmm. of add to it. So,
yeah. So one of the things that Jill had said whenever she was doing the podcast, when I told her about this, she was like, gosh, Lacey, this is why you guys are so successful. She was like, people get so busy that they forget to reinvest back into their staff. And it's so needed and it makes such a difference and it gives you such a competitive edge in this industry to continually say, you know what, we're busy, but we want to invest in our staff mm-hmm. and we want to pour back into you guys so that you feel confident and comfortable with your skill set and your knowledge and your education, and that you feel like you're empowered to say the things that you're saying to clients and you're not just saying something to sell something.
Absolutely.
You feel like I'm educating you, I'm giving you my best professional opinion and what's going to give you the results that you're looking for, and then you don't have anything to feel guilty about because mm-hmm. you know that it's going to be results driven. At the end of the day, they're going to be happy and they're going to be a client for life.
Yeah, absolutely. And something I've noticed is our clients really, really trust us
mm-hmm.
and I think it's because of the knowledge that we have and because we're always seeking, you know, the newest information
mm-hmm.
and making sure that we're up to date on all of that as well.
Right.
Which is super beneficial in order to have a successful clientele and just a good esthetician name behind
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how many trainings would you say that you would typically do in your previous?
Maybe 2 to 4.
Per year? or in the 7 years that you were there in the 7 years.
Okay. Amber?
Yeah, maybe, you know, I really feel like maybe if we had gotten a new product, but, you know, other than that, kind of the initial training or, you know, if something came up, but, you know, maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah.
But like I said, that was something that actually really was another, you know, thing that really attracted me to Smart Skin. Because, mm-hmm. again, I was creeping on your Instagram and watching everything that was going on. And I remember, like, when, like, you preview or you, you know, showed it and everything. And I was like, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Like, that's so important.
Yeah.
You know, it's really important, but it's exciting for us as well, you know. Because, I mean, I want to say, like, we're doing trainings at least twice a month, once or twice a month.
Easily.
Yeah, easily. And it's nice because I'm always excited when I see those on the calendar, you know. Yeah. And it's not something that, like, we all dread. Like, we're all really excited to, like, participate.
Yeah, especially since we feed you and we pay you.
That helps. That
the lunches are great.
We love food. But we all are, I think everybody is really engaged anytime.
Absolutely.
We do a training. Yes. Like, you know, there's no one snoozing in the corner or anything.
No. Well, I love it, too, that our reps are really good about making it very interactive. And they're, like, letting you participate. It's not just sitting here listening to a lecture. Like, it's all very interactive and... Everybody gets to ask questions and you get to role play and you get to, like, you know, go through all of it, and you're not just listening to someone speak for an hour.
Right. And I like to go when it's fresh in my mind and then go try to talk about that product, you know, and I think it really does help.
Yep.
Helps it stick.
For sure. Do you have a favorite treatment here at Smart Skin?
Mm. Oh, gosh.
Currently, I'll be honest, I'm loving Laser Genesis.
That's a good
one. Of course,
one.
You know, IPL, that's really, really been helpful for me with hyperpigmentation in a few spots. I'm wanting to do, you know, some of the hair removal. But I'm loving the Laser Genesis just because there's no downtime, especially with, you know, upcoming, there's going to be holiday parties and stuff like that. I actually just had my first treatment of that last week, and it was nice. Number one, it felt good. You know, it's one of those things.
To be able to receive a treatment.
Yes. Yeah.
When we're usually the ones giving them is...
Yeah,
it
getting
feels so
a treatment.
Nice.
But yeah, I love that there's no downtime. It's comfortable. There's no pain. And I got a really nice result of just smooth texture. My pores were nice and tightened. And I just had a really, really nice glow. So that's one that I'm currently loving. But honestly, it just depends kind of the season, you know, what my skin's doing at any moment.
So that's your favorite treatment for yourself. Is there a treatment that you love to see that other people get? Or to, like, to perform?
I really love any of our micro needling. I really love doing, you know, skin pen. The Scarlet is another one that I really, really like. And the reason that I like those is because of the result that it's getting, you know, giving
and
my
clients.
And
minimal downtime.
And, yeah, minimal downtime. But I love when a client comes in, they're like, oh, my gosh, this is my third one, and I'm feeling so good. And, you know.
Especially if you're the one that has been doing their monthly microneedling treatments.
Right, if you've seen
and they come in and you can see their progress.
Yeah.
It's so good for the client and rewarding for ourselves as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have a favorite skincare product?
That's a tough one.
That's a great one.
I know.
So I love the Skin Medica AHA BHA cleanser. Mm-hmm. I have combination more oily skin, but I feel like that's a great cleanser to really exfoliate all those dead skin cells off of my skin without stripping the natural skin oils. And then the Color Science Flex Tinted SPF 50. I wear it every single day. It's my go-to.
It's a staff favorite.
It really is.
It's a great price point, too.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, $48. You cannot beat that. And you don't have to really wear foundation or concealer if you're doing good at-home treatment or skincare. And then your treatments monthly, your SPF really does a good coverage for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal, right? Is to not have to wear a lot of makeup.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, your skin should be...
shine through and be itself.
Yeah.
Be natural.
I love the Elastin Hydratint. I wear that every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's SPF 36. It's really great. I love it because it's... lightweight, oil-free, gives me a really pretty glow. It's got the sun protection.
Skin and Better Alpha Red Overnight Cream is super amazing,
yes,
too.
Yes, I love the Alpha Red.
Yes.
And I've been obsessed with the Hydrinity set recently.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot stop spraying that all over my face and chest.
Yeah, the purifying mist is
wonderful.
I was
getting my brows done this morning with my friend Angela, and I was telling her about the Hydrinity, and she was like, oh, my gosh, I'm making a note to myself right now. I'm coming to Smart Skin to buy this, to have it on my counter so that I can spritz all my customers after I do their brows, because I was telling her that it kills MRSA, staph, levels up the pH. It's so good to have in your bag at all times, post-workout and all of that,
too. It's not astringent. It's not drying, anything like that. It's amazing, and I've been, I mean, spraying it all the time. I keep it in my bag, and it really has helped me even with some of my hormonal breakouts. As soon as I feel something come up, I'll spray my face.
I'll spray it after I use my Elastin gentle cleanser or any cleanser I'm using that day or night.
Right. Well, it balances your pH, so you know, any product you put on after that, your skin's going to, you know, be at that perfect pH, so it doesn't, you know, alter any of the ingredients or anything.
I've noticed my pores are definitely shrinking from it too.
I have actually noticed that as well, because I know all of us use it pretty consistently, and then I mean, their hyaluronic acid as well
feels like butter.
It the consistency it's is so soft. Out of this world.
I've been using the Hydrinity hypochlorous acid and the anti-aging hyaluronic acid from them since about the beginning of June. And then I'll mix in the clearing serum from Skin Better at nighttime, a couple nights a week. And then I'll use some Trio sometimes too, just for a little bit of extra moisturizer. But that's my combo right now. That's my go-to.
Right. And it's perfect. It really keeps your skin balanced. I think that's a big, like, a key word for
that. I feel like it's really nice too for gym rats, nurses, things like that, especially, you know, if they have to still wear a mask in the units and things like that, like they can spritz themselves
the teenagers
wherever.
Playing, you know, football and cheerleading and stuff like that. It's great for
them. I've had a lot of moms buy the set.
They have.
Hey, mom,
for their children.
The hyaluronic and give them the spray.
It's a good staple. That's a good
great.
One, Amber.
And it's safe post-procedure too, so it's been really nice to, you know, prevent any bacteria or anything like that, especially after a procedure. It's just an extra level of security to protect their skin.
And the packaging, too. The packaging's perfect.
It is. It's beautiful.
It's the gold. It sits on top of my vanity, and I'm like, this completes my makeup room. It looks so pretty.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if it works. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It works, and it's beautiful.
Well, is there anything that you guys are hoping to see at Smart Skin as you grow within this company?
I think overall I'm really excited to be a part of Smart Skin's growth and really see where we go. I know that you always have so many great ideas, you know, bouncing around, and you know, of course, just continuing to learn and you know, strengthen my knowledge. Of course, just by working with clients, seeing what's working for them, what's not working for them, and like I said, just continuing to learn. I'm most excited about that, and just to see what I can do, you know, for my clients and myself.
Yeah, I love everything that I've learned here, everything that I've been handed here. I wake up every morning and I enjoy the 30-minute drive. I'm excited
Which
to walk,
huge,
walk through
honestly.
Smart Skin's doors. So. That says a lot. Because I'm
Sometimes
not a morning
person. Sometimes it doesn't feel like work, you know?
You mentioned to me one day, Mackenzie, that your boyfriend had noticed a difference.
Oh, yeah. I come home and I'm in a great mood. And he's like, I like this, Mackenzie. I'm like, well, I'll keep it.
That was one of the things that Jennifer had said to me, too. You know, she worked in oncology as a RN, like an actual RN at Brookwood. And so one of the things that her children noticed when she started working here full time was that she was happy all the time. That she came to work and she enjoyed what she did and she loved being here every day. And so she would come home and be in a better mood. And so that's the goal, right? Is that you get to come to work every single day and do what you love and be with people that you enjoy being around.
100%.
And it's not a job.
It makes
you get
huge
paid
difference.
To do what you love, which is amazing.
No matter how tired I am, I still just wake up the next morning and I'm happy. Happy to be with my clients and my girls.
Yeah, for sure.
Does that work? We have such a great little culture here, too.
I really love It's so cute.
The whole staff here, we just all get along so well. It's such a great group mm-hmm. of girls. And I don't have to tell anybody what to do. You guys just do it. Like, yeah. I don't.
Yeah, I think everyone here is, like, fast-paced.
Yes.
Like, we do not like to sit.
No, y'all are very self-motivated. Right. You all are eager to learn. You're all eager to help each other. And that's so important because you can't really teach that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's just something that
is just inside of you. You have to want to do it.
Yeah. I mean, and I love our hiring process in that, and you guys can appreciate this, too, is that we let everybody that we're considering hiring come in and do like a 2 or 3 hour shadowing. So that way they can kind of get a glimpse of the inner workings of our business. And that way we can make sure that y'all are a good fit for us. We're a good mm-hmm. fit for you. Yeah. We're not going to like gaslight anybody into thinking that we're something that we're not. You like, I prefer even that they come in on a day that's crazy, like with all the problems in the world, and see how everybody works together to come through all of that. We don't try to hide any of that from you guys. Like, we want you to see the worst possible day ever. So that way you can see exactly what you're getting yourself into before you make a commitment. Because
I shadowed with Alyssa for 2 or 3 nights on like a busy Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And we miss you, Alyssa. I know. But, she's absolutely fantastic, but
she's still in our group me.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
She's still in our ADP, like just kind of like pin marked over there in case she decides to move back to Alabama, not because Nashville didn't work out, but because she just misses us so much.
But she just wants a commute. I mean,
she was very like transparent with everything. Like she would tell me like, "Hey, Mackenzie, Tuesday nights can be busy or they can mm-hmm. be super slow. Just depends on, you know, how quick you're able to build up your request clientele or just your clientele in general." But Alyssa was great.
Yeah, she's I think that the senior staff and the clinical trainers are very passionate about training. They take it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they do an outstanding job with taking the time to answer questions and to help you guys grow, because that's helping them with their own personal growth to be able to share that knowledge with somebody else.
Right.
That lights a fire inside of them. And I love that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that character trait within itself is just incredible. Well,
getting good feedback from anyone is definitely a confidence booster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all want each other to succeed.
Yes.
You know, it's not like we're just all individual. It really is a team.
Yeah,
it
absolutely
is. And I do believe that everybody really cares about, you know, everybody else. Mm-hmm. And like I said, really does. We really do care that, you know, we're all successful.
Absolutely.
And everything. So that's been like really refreshing as well.
The rising tide lifts all boats, right?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much for being here. I think next time we're going to have Taylor and Hannah and Ashton, which Ashton's been with us for a while, but she's just now in a treatment room. So we'll have her on here too. But we love you both so much.
Love
y'all
you.
Feel
Thank
like
you for having
it feels
us.
Like you guys have been a part of our team for years and
it
years.
It really does.
I know.
I just love our group, and I'm so happy with where we are as a company right now and our staffing. I couldn't ask for a better team, and we appreciate you guys so much.
Thank
and
you,
I hope we tell you guys that enough.
Yes.
I feel like I tell y'all every day, but if I haven't said it today,
I feel the love.
We love y'all.
Yes. We love you.
We love you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us on today's episode of SmartCast, and we'll see you next week.